Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, Philadelphia is no longer the nation's poorest big city, but what does that mean for the future of the city's youth? KYW Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams caught up with an expert and has this story.
Sean Edward Vereen is president and CEO of Heights Philadelphia, an organization that provides economic mobility for youth via college and career readiness. He says the poverty rate falling below 20% to 19.7% in 2024 for the first time in decades is promising, and that it also means it's time to push forward even harder, saying it's about affordability for the working class.
Transportation is a huge issue. There are too many low-paying jobs and not enough that are going to actually help people move to a better economic status. Housing is too expensive.
Vereen says he sees the progress in economic mobility, particularly among low-income earners, but so many people are still living below the poverty line, and the collective change starts with the youth.
We serve a little bit over 3,600 students. We're going to grow that to 5,000 over the next 5 years. We have a citywide agenda where we are focused on connecting every young person to an educational or economic opportunity after they graduate.
He says we have to accelerate the success that we've seen so there's more economic opportunity for our youth and a better future for the city. Raquel Williams, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.